And welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show here live from Martin Stadium as our Lounge High Vikings have a 48-0 lead over the Bears of Bayside High School. As we talked about before we went to the last break, with that kind of lead, you're going to see a running clock, and we're going to see probably a lot of other players get an opportunity here on a Friday night underneath the lights here at Martin Stadium, and that's an exciting thing for some of the kids that, you know, maybe they're sophomores and some juniors that don't see a lot of playing time, to get an opportunity to get out here on the field tonight against a really good football team, and when, you know, it really matters, and that makes a big difference to these guys, doesn't it, Taylor?
It does. It makes a huge difference. You know, they'll be talking about this at school next week. They'll be excited, looking forward to coming back again next week.
Yep. And, of course, well, not to, you know, get ahead of ourselves, but looking forward to next week, it's going to be a 7:30 kickoff live from Lilburn, Georgia at Parkview High School. And so we'll go on the air at 6:30 with our countdown to kickoff, with the kickoff at 7:30. And that's a long run. I guess we're all kind of making our plans now around noon, getting out of town, or maybe a little bit earlier or later in some cases. But it's going to be a great time. You and I were there just a couple years ago.
We were, back in 2004.
Talking about baseball. You and I were there.
Right, we caught a baseball game there, but I'm reliving memories back to 2004. We won the state championship that game, 17-14, as Curtis Smith kicked a late game-winning field goal.
That was it. That was a great great night there at Lilburn. But, yeah, we were there just a couple years ago in the 2014 season. Lounge in the second round of the playoffs. Up to Parkview. That's a little cracker box kind of baseball field, though.
It is. It was loud there. You know, it's where Jeff Francoeur played, so you saw his jersey up hanging on the wall, and it's just a neat place to go up there.
Yeah, it really is, and it's going to be a great night against a very good ranked 7A football team. I'm not sure what they're doing tonight as far as who they're playing or what kind of scores they are. But either way, it's going to be a great night. The Vikings are going to have a real good week of practice to get ready for that game, because they're going to take the bus trip. That's always a little bit of a challenge, and you know, kids get fatigued a little bit. But I know that Coach McPherson will get out early. May even take the starters and seniors up the night before, which he's done in the past. Give them a night's rest there in Atlanta, and then the rest of the team comes up that morning on Friday morning, and that way the starters and that main group really is rested.
Right. Well, he's probably going to get them in a routine probably for the week, and then he's going to want to keep that routine on Friday, and maybe keeping that routine will do something for the team.
Yeah, it might, because that is going to be a tough game. But we still have a half of football here against the Bayside Bears, as the clock says 2 minutes, and Bayside just now coming out of the locker room down to our right on the south end. The officials will most likely give them another 3-minute warm-up when they get out there. The Vikings team just now coming on the field as well. As it's going to be, as I said, a running clock. It's going to go by quickly. So we'll go ahead and take another 2-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. We'll take a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back live to Martin Stadium here at the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show, as the Vikings lead the Bayside Bears 48-0, as both teams back out on the field doing their final warm-ups, getting ready for this second half. I'll say again, it will be a running clock with that kind of lead, 48-0. So the third and fourth quarter should move by pretty quickly. But it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of kids that if history repeats itself, that we'll see a lot of players that don't normally get to be on the field here on a Friday night. They're the guys that are there on Thursday, and some guys that are the practice guys that are trying to earn their spot onto the field, and they're going to get that opportunity tonight, a great opportunity for coaches to get a look at them. And you never know. Guys down there on the field are just one play away from an injury, and one of these young guys may have to step up and play sometime during this year. So you need to see what you got out there on the field, Taylor.
You're exactly right about it. I was just looking forward to see what we have. Maybe next year, maybe whenever it comes their time to step up and play.
Yeah, and but it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We should see maybe the starters for at least a series, maybe two. You want to get them acclimated to that, hey, let's come in, go into the halftime, come out after halftime, get out there and get acclimated first, and see what it does. I mean, heck, I don't want to write anything off. Bayside could have had a switch flipped at halftime and come out and play phenomenally well. You don't want to, you know, go ahead and say, oh, the game's conceded and go from there. But obviously from the work the Vikings have put in here in the first half, they are in total control, and expect more of the same here in the second half. We're looking across the way, and they're probably, as we said, 45 to 50 players or less that made the trip for Bayside. And a lot of these guys are playing Ironman football, both sides.
Right. One thing I want to point out tonight, we haven't had a punt. We haven't had a fourth down. We've scored on every drive, I believe.
I think you're right. That's a good observation. We saw how well Tyson Shaw punted last week with his distances, and we're not even seeing him tonight.
Right. You see him warming up. You see him doing everything. Before the game, I was standing right under the goalpost when they were just ending their warm-up. He was standing on the 45-yard line and punted the ball out of the stadium. So.
Yep. All right, the clock down inside a minute now, and we're going to be ready to bring you all the play-by-play action here for the second half. And we're waiting on everybody to get all set here. So for all your play-by-play action here in the second half, we're going to turn it over to Taylor Biddle.
What? I've been down there talking to my kids. What are y'all talking about?
You just began play-by-play.
Bringing the JV in?
We don't know, but not just the younger players.
Yes.
There's nothing JV about you, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
We thought about that.
At least it'll be a running clock, so you won't have to put up with as much of me talking.
Well, we talked about that this year is in some of these games to kind of get everybody acclimated to doing so many different things. As many listeners have told me over the last week, hey, I didn't hear you on the radio. I'm kind of changing my role. You guys have stepped in, and so we all want to make sure that you never know when somebody's going to have a surgery or be out.
Or take a trip to Hawaii.
Or take a trip to Hawaii.
Marty.
Marty's going to take a little trip to Hawaii later on this year, so we're going to need to be ready for that as well.
And I actually put in for a day off on a Friday where I would actually miss a game, but it got turned down.
Ugh. Well, that's no good.
Yeah, well, we already have too many people off, so tell me I couldn't go.
All right, here we go.
Eric Paulo takes his traditional steps back, left-footed kicker, got it on the 40. Vikings are going, as Wes called it, towards the mall, approaches it, puts his foot into it, high kick. And the Bears receiver just decides it's a home run ball, and he's going to stand there and watch it go into the end zone. That's exactly what he does. We are probably going to have a running clock. We haven't been told by the officials yet, have we?
Yep.
Okay, it is going to be a running clock.
Well, in Georgia High School, if you're leading by 40, it's mandatory if it's 30. If you're leading by 30 at the end of the third quarter, it's mandatory. If you're leading by 40 at the half, it's mandatory.
Okay, so there it is, the voice of reason, the end-all, be-all when it comes to high school football rules, Wes James. We're going to have a running clock, so we expect this to be a really quick second half. McIlvain brings the Bears to the line of scrimmage. Ball's on the 20. They're going left or right. Three to the far side, one to the near side. Fakes the handoff, rolls to the far side of the field, and he's tackled in the backfield for a huge loss on the play. Read option going nowhere, Wes.
And that was Will Talbert. The linebacker came crashing over the right side, saw that gap between the guard and the tackle, and just stepped into it. And negative yardage. That's mostly what's happened to the Bears tonight.
Yeah, second 15 for the Bears on the night, Wes. They've only gained 61 yards against the Vikings, 205 yards. Again, 48-0. Vikings do lead. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quarterback for the Bears calls for it. He's looking, pump fakes, rolls, spins, tries to fake, tries to throw it, and he just shovel passes. That's the old flag football play. He threw it right out of bounds. Incomplete. It's going to bring up third down. Good rushing there by the Vikings.
Yeah, great penetration by the Vikings to get in and put pressure on him. There was nobody open downfield. You look at their receivers, they were covered very well. The only thing he could do was just dump the ball off out of bounds.
A little shifty with his feet there, too. I believe he's got some wheels if he gets in the open field. Third down, got to get it out to the 30. Bears have the ball. This is the first possession of the third quarter. Wes says it's the most important drive. I don't think that matters in this game.
No, sir. Didn't even matter last week either.
Three to the near side, one to the far side. Here's a snap. Rolling to the home side. He's looking downfield. Got a guy open. Almost made a great catch out to the 30-yard line. Good job there in coverage by the Vikings.
That was number five, Kevin Hill, for the Bayside Bears. And just tried to look it all the way in it, but at the last minute felt those footsteps. and got drove out of bounds. Incomplete pass.
Would have been enough for the first down, West, but wasn't able to bring it in. Punt situation for the Bears, bringing in number 88, Jalen Malcolm, to do the punting duties. Back deep for the Vikings, number 4, Tyson Harris, done a lot of dirty work tonight for the Vikings on the punt return. What do we got here? Officials calling stoppage of play, and we got a timeout. We're going to take one with them. Vikings are leading 48-0. Third quarter, 9 minutes to go. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank press box. Vikings do lead 48-0, 9 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. We do have a running clock and a punt situation for the Bearcats. Ball's on the 15-yard line of the Bearcats. Returners for the Vikings are Tavon Kyle and number 4, Tyson Harris. Bearcats. Do apologize, Bear fans. Here's a snap. Perfect snap. Left-footed punter puts his foot into it. Harris receives the ball, takes a big hit, dancing around at the 40. He's at the 35-30. Got people blocking for him. Give him a block, ladies and gentlemen. 20 at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Tyson Harris.
The third one he took to the end. Well, the third one. The second one to the end zone. The third one inside the 5. But did you see him bounce off that hit?
Man, and the guy made a great hit there, too. He just kept his feet churning. That's why you got to wrap up. We knew he could break one open, West, and he did it right there. No flag, no turf monster. Good job by Tyson Harris sticking in the end zone. On to attempt the extra point. We're going to get some substitutions in here, it looks like. Number 81 is going to be your kicker. That is Brian Carlos, 5'7", 175-pound junior. He's a right-footed kicker. Here's a snap. Snap's good. Hold is down, and it's up, and it is good. Vikings jump out to a 55-0 lead. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank press box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings do lead 55-0 over the Bears of Bayside High out of Palm Bay, Florida. We got a running clock here. Eric Paulo sets the ball down on the 40. He's on the far hash, the visitor's hash. Back deep for the Bears, number 11, Darian Chandler, and number 7, Archer. Paulo approaches, puts his leg into it. Once again, he kicks it in the end zone. That's going to be a weapon for us. Let's go down to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Hitting and Air Drive recap.
All right, Taylor. Tyson Harris ran that punt back 44 yards for the touchdown, and Brian Carlos kicked in the extra point to make it 55-0 Lounge.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for the Page Hitting and Air Drive recap. Wes, did you see some of the scores we had? Glen Academy was leading Ware County.
Well, that's what I was looking at, and I was trying to get you some scores from last week on Glen Academy, who they played, and nothing there to show in next week.
17-10, Glen over Ware at the moment, and the Cats are leading 27-12 over Woodland, a team much improved from when they used to come into Martin Stadium years back out of Stockbridge. Bears do come out in a different formation. They're going to go under center for, I think, the first time tonight. McElvain brings them under center. Here's the snap. Hands the ball off. Running right up the middle with lead blockers, but it's going nowhere. Maybe 1 yard on the play. Again, we do have a running clock. Vikings are making some mass substitutions. Getting some guys a lot of varsity action here. It's going to pay dividends later in the season for us.
Absolutely. It'll play actually. Pay some good dividends on Thursday nights also.
Yeah, good ninth grade action the last couple weeks from what I understand. And yeah, these guys, you want to get as many reps as you can. We got 26 checking in for the Vikings. TJ Harris Jr. McElvain brings the Bears to the line. They got two to the far side, two to the near side. Quick snap, calls for it, looking, got all day to throw. Throws out, and it's intercepted by the Vikings at the 40. 35-30, he's got blockers, 25-20. Can he break a tackle? And he does. 15-10, 5, and he's brought down at the 6-yard line. Great job there by number 15. He's been dynamite tonight for us. 15, Austin Robinson.
Tell you what. That's what you want your defense to do. You want your young guys to come in, and you want them to make some plays like that. And when you get a guy like Austin Robinson, a 5'9", 145-pound junior, and just go give him more and more confidence. Also, will give the seniors, the guys playing in front of it, a lot of confidence, too. Because they see these underclassmen making plays like that, they want to go out and make plays, too.
Absolutely. Good job there by that young man. We got a bunch of guys checking in. Going to try to get those numbers to you. Looks like number 11, Caleb Burns, is going to be your quarterback. 5'10", 170-pound sophomore. 14 is checking in at receiver. That's Jalen Smith. We got 8 checking in at receiver, Dexter Smith. And number 37, Allen Lane. Their trips to the near side, single to the far side. They fake the handoff to Scat. Throws it, and it is complete for a touchdown for the Vikings. Number 14, Jalen Smith on the touchdown. Good pitch and catch right there for the Vikings.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, one bam, bam, one play. Good return there for good return on the interception for the Vikings down to the striking distance there. Vikings 61-0, awaiting the extra point.
And
waiting on a holder. We don't have a holder.
Yep.
Yes, we do have a holder. We
don't have a kicker.
Here he comes.
Now we got a new kicker. That's number 81, Brian Carlos, 5'7", 175-pound junior.
Carlos does come in to do the kicking duties. Burns was a quarterback on that last play. He's going to be your holder. Somebody jumped off sides. Here's a snap. They're going to call it. They're going to stop the play right there. It's going to be encroachment on the defense. That's the initial ruling is encroachment. Marty going to come down to you, brother, in just a minute after this play. They declined the penalty. We can't decline that penalty, I don't think. Can we? Yeah, we can. So we're going to re-kick it. Clock does start. 3 minutes. Doesn't stop after scores on running clock. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a snap. Ball's down. Kick is up. And it barely sneaks in. Vikings jump out to a 62-0 lead. 3:39 to go in the third quarter. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Viking fans of the CBC Bank Press Box. New kicker in the game, Colton Broom, puts his leg into it. It's down to the 10-yard line. It's caught there, brought to the near side. He's got a little room out to the 15, 20, out to the 25-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the page hitting near drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive lasted one play. Caleb Burns threw a touchdown pass to Jalen Smith for 6 yards. Brian Carlos kicked in an extra point to make it 62-0 Lounge.
Let's go down to Marty for a page or for an equipment parts supply sideline update.
Guys, like you said, a lot of players getting playing time right now. One of those guys is sophomore number 11, Caleb Burns, who checked in at quarterback last drive. Great play fake there and great pass there to Jalen Smith for the touchdown. But Caleb, you know, he's our backup quarterback, and we're going to need to get him some snaps this year. But we also know, too, that Dalton Hart, our backup quarterback in the spring coming into the season, was hurt. He's on the sidelines, guys, still being a leader, still helping out these quarterbacks. He's another coach down here on the field, but just wanted to mention that game. Dalton Hart is down there helping out, too.
Thank you, Marty. McElwain takes the pitch out to the running back, and once again, after the reception there, Austin Robinson wants to make his presence known, drills somebody on the sideline there. Still not after about a one-yard gain. The Bears out of Bayside are going to have 2nd and 9, ball on their own 27-yard line, maybe 28. Looks like it is touching the 28. Trips to the far side, single receiver to the near side. McElwain telling everybody what to do. Gets everybody straight. Here's a snap. Looks like the center decided to do the little fumble rooski, and it didn't work there. Flags on the play. Benedictine is leading.
No, they beat them last week.
Benedictine won.
Beat Glenn Academy 24-7
last
week. Yeah,
Glenn is leading Ware, and Benedictine beat Ware last week, is beating Ware this week. That is a false start on the play. Going to back the ball up to the 22-yard line. Bayside has the ball, 2nd and about 15. Here's the snap. Throw it out to the flats. Catch is made. Got some room to run. Gets it out to the 30-yard line before he's tackled. Tackle on the play looks to be made by number 22 for the Vikings, Terrell Belcher. We do have an injured Bear on the play. Vikings do lead 62-0, 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Let's take a 30-second break while we check on the injury. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. The injured Bear is being helped off the field on his own. A little bit of help there. We got a third down and 7 to go. Ball is on the 30-yard line of the Bears. They got to get it to the 37-yard line for the first down. Again, more substitutions happening for the Vikings. We got a bunch of guys up front. Number 36, getting some varsity action. Mike Gentry, 6 foot, 190-pound junior. Number 41 as well, Michael Wright. Bears come back to the line of scrimmage. They got two to the far side. They got two to the home side. Running back just to the left of McElwain. Here's a snap. Looking, rolling. Throwing up top. Turn around, young man. Good job there by number 22, breaking up. Oh, and we got a penalty. What's the penalty going to be? There is no face guarding anymore in high school football, so he had to get somebody's hands on somebody there, Wes.
Yeah, guys, we had our corner, I think, had jersey before the ball got there. It was back before, you know, when the quarterback first released it. I don't know if they're going to call interference or hold, but I think we had jersey there on that play.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update, and that is exactly what they do. They call a pass interference on the Vikings, so it's going to move the ball out to the 45-yard line. Enough for the first down. Bears will have a first down. Again, some of their best field position of the night so far. They got two to the far side, two to the near side. Single running back in the backfield. Here's a snap. Looking, plenty of time. Throwing it up top. Got a guy open, and he makes the reception. Ball is thrown down to the 15-yard line. Good job there by that young man, Sean Gaspard, on the reception. But it's going to be the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a 60-second break. Vikings are leading 62-0 with no time left in the third quarter. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. It's first and 10 for the Bears out of Bayside after a long 40-yard pitch and catch there. Ball's on the 15-yard line. They're going right to left. There's a five-man front for the Vikings. Three trips to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Here's a snap. Quick snap. Quick throw. Great job there by number 22 breaking it up for the Vikings. It would have been a touchdown if caught. Ball intended for number 31. Is that 31?
Yep.
I don't have a 31 on my roster.
Tegan, for Lowndes?
No, for them.
But there is not.
21. The jersey was kind of wrinkled right there. Sean Gaspard on the intended receiver. Terrell Belcher on the breakup. It's going to be second and 10. Ball in the 15-yard line. Biggest play for the Bears was just had a minute ago. Here's the snap. Trips to the near side. Rolling to the far side. Going right back to the same play. This time intercepted by Belcher. They picked on him again. He made a great play. They decided to go right back to him, and the young man has picked the ball off in the end zone, takes a knee. Vikings are going to have first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Absolutely. And again, just reading the quarterback's eyes, watching where the ball's going, staying home, stepping in front. And the last score we had is Valdosta 13, Woodland 12, Shiloh 10, Parkview 7, Tiff leads Cook 35-0. And Camden trails Venice out of Florida 13-0, and it's still Glen Academy 17, Ware County 10.
We got an update from Cats West, 27-12. Cats at half was the last what we got.
27-12.
Got some new guys still checking in at offense. Burns is going to be our quarterback. He sends twins to the home side. He's got a single receiver to the far side. Scat is going to be your running back. They're going left to right. Bears are in that four-man front. They hand it to Scat. He's got some lead blockers, and he gets to the near side at about 6-7 yards on the carry. Good job there, lead blocking out front. Number 73, Dylan Durant. Good job lead blocking by that young man. Going to bring up second and 4. Got to get it to the 30-yard line for the first down. Vikings lead 62-0, 9 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the ball game. We are on a running clock here. Burns calls out, looks to the sideline, gets his play. Twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Here's a snap. We're looking. We throw it right out to number 7. It's complete. Miko Washington tries to break a tackle. He does break one, but not after getting the first down. Looks like we do have a flag thrown from the back judge, Wes.
And usually when you get something that deep, you're looking at it's hard to tell with these group of guys.
Personal foul.
Shot
to the head by the Bears. So that's going to tack on more. Miko Washington, good job on the reception, getting upfield, and a shot to the head by the guy coming in to help assist on the tackle. and that's going to cost them 15. West moves the ball across midfield to the 46-yard line of the Bears.
And that'll make an automatic first down.
Burns looks over to coach, gets his signal, calls it out to the offense, twins to the far side, single receiver near side. They got 29. Aaron Moore is our single receiver, man-to-man coverage. Here's the snap, a little bit of a high snap. They hand it off to number 33, straight up the gut, and he does get good yardage on the carry. Ball's out to the 41-yard line, going to bring up second and short. They call him Scat. We call him by the roster, number 33, Deontay Moore. Number 24 checks in for the Vikings, Cameron Carter. He's our running back. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. Backup quarterback is in, doing good job. Hands it off to number 24, Cameron Carter. And he does a good job getting really close to the first down. Carter is only a 5'2", 125-pound sophomore. That young man got us really close to the first down. We got to get one to go get a first, and we might have done it by drawing him off sides. That's exactly what happens. Good hard count there by Burns. Going to get a first down the easy way.
Yep.
Vikings lead 62-0, 7 minutes and 32 seconds left to go in this ball game. Jumped out on the early 35-0 first quarter lead, added 13 in the second, 14 in the third, and no scores here in the fourth. Burns calls for it, hands it off to Carter. Carter's got a little bit of room. Good job running off tackle there by Carter, getting positive yardage. Number 81 on the tackle, Anthony Barnsly for the Bears. Vikings are on offense. They got twins to the far side, single receiver to the near side. Caleb Burns is our quarterback. Here's a snap. They hand it off to Scat. He's got a little bit of open room. He's got a lot of open room. He's at the 25-20, 15, and he's tackled by a host of Bears as he crosses the 15-yard line. Going to be first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, I tell you, that offensive line for the Vikings just seemed to be opening up the hole. I mean, you're talking about coming off tackle, hitting the A-gap. Right now, you're looking at a fatigued Bear team as well, though.
Yeah, when they got 42 people on their side, it's not going to be able to substitute as much as we are, but the Vikings are able to get first down on that. They still can get a first down without scoring. Ball's on the 14-yard line. They send two to the far side, one to the near side. They got Scat in the backfield. It's number 33, Deontay Moore, 5'3", little guy. They hand it off to him. No, that Burns keeps it, and he's got plenty of room. He's at the 10, the 5, and he's tackled before he's able to get the first down. I think it's going to be short.
Yeah, he'll be short about a half a yard to maybe a yard.
Good job by Burns there, reading the end, was able to keep it and pick up positive yardage. Second and about one is what they're calling it. Got to get it to the 5, maybe the 4.5-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, I think that just controlling the ball and not fumbling on that, because he kept it in the gut for a long time.
Two to the far side. That's the visitor side. One to the near side. He's got Scat in the backfield. He hands it off to him. The young man turns those big legs, and it's probably going to be enough for the first down. Let's see what the line judge does say. He got him marked at the 5-yard line. We probably got to get it a little beyond the 5-yard line for a first down. And they're calling it third down, Wes.
Yep, I've got to get down to about the 4-yard line, and we're probably at the 4.5-yard line now, so we've got about a half a yard.
Burns is your quarterback, number 11. He is a sophomore, 5'10", 170-pound guy, sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side, a little bit of a high snap. They fake it to Moore, and Burns keeps it, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Vikings put 6 more on the board.
Yeah, I thought that he should have made that read on the last play as well. He gave the ball to Scat, and really I saw the hole on this side. This time he saw it, had the second opportunity for it, and just marched into the end zone untouched.
Brings on the kicking unit for the Vikings. Number 81 steps in again to make the extra point, Brian Carlos. Holding for the Vikings, number 85, Chris Foster. Foster calls for it. Here's a snap. Snap's good. Hold is good. Kick is up. And it's good. We're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 68-0, 4 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the ball game. We'll be right back after this. All right, Marty must not have his earpiece in. Here's the kickoff for the Vikings, a high, high kick. Pooch kick down to about the 20-yard line, and the Bears fall on it right there. Let's go down to Marty for equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Guys, just wanted to update you on that last drive. We had several offensive linemen out there opening those big holes, Bill, that you talked about. Did a great job. Several of the guys, I'm going to mention them now, number 63, Reggie Oxford, a junior. Number 70, Keontae Breedlove, a sophomore. 73, Dylan Durant, a junior. 75, DJ Mangum, a sophomore. 76, Seth Spray, a sophomore. And the center on that drive was 79, Derek Escavel, a junior, 6'2", 270. Guys, he was doing a great job. The whole O-line, give them a lot of credit. They really opened up some holes just in for Scat and Caleb on that last drive. I'm very proud of those young men.
Thank you, Marty. Let's go to Chuck for a drive recap.
Taylor, that drive went 15 plays, 58 yards. Caleb Burns ran it in for five yards out. Ryan Carlos kicked in an extra point to make it 69-0 Lounge.
McElwain is your quarterback. Two to the far side, two to the near side. Throws it out here to the short side of the field on an out route to number five. Kevin Hill picks up a little bit of positive yardage on the play. Clock is running inside of 2 minutes now. 69-0. Vikings are leading the ball game, and we've had a running clock since about the second quarter, guys.
Yes, we have, and like I said, it's running down. I want to remind everybody the coach's show at the Mill in Remerton on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You want to be there with Taylor Biddle, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, all the guys as Coach Mack talks about this game and the very important game coming up Friday night in Atlanta.
Yeah, we got to get on the road and go to Parkview. It's going to be a long, long drive for the Vikings. We've made that trip a couple times this past year. A result of the previous play was a positive game, a little out route there by the Bears. Picked up a little bit of yards, but it's still going to be third and about 6 yards to go. McElwain is your quarterback, two to the near side. He's got two to the far side. Here's the snap. Looking, rolling to the near side, rolling to the far side of the field. He's got plenty of time to throw. Airs it out deep, and he throws the ball out, but the guy's out of bounds when he makes the reception, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Going to bring up fourth down for the Bears.
Fourth down with inside a minute to go. Vikings will go to 1-1 on the year. Bears will drop to 0-1 in the regular season as they lost their scrimmage game last week, 22-20. We will travel north to Parkview next Friday, where right now Parkview is currently losing to Shiloh, the last report I had.
So looks like the Bears are not going to kick it. They're going to go for it here. Got to get it to the 30-yard line for the first down. Here's a snap. Looking, rolling to the far side of the field. Airs it out, and he just throws a prayer up. And are we able to come up with it? No, it is incomplete pass, but there is a flag on the play. We'll see what the flag is. Clock's ticking down inside of 15 seconds. Clock does stop there while the officials gather up to see what the penalty is going to be on. Like Wes said, we do travel to Parkview. That is a 7:30 kickoff. We will go on air at 6:30 right here in the countdown to kickoff. The Beanery and the Peaceway Council and Mediation countdown to kickoff. .6:30 will be when that happens.
Guys, that's Austin Robinson that got shaken up on that play. He's been cramping, so it does appear just to be a left calf cramp. He was cramping the last series, so I think he's going to be okay. They're just going to get him off the field, try to get him stretched out.
Yeah, the only cramps I see the young man doing is cramping the style of that offense. He's been a factor on the defensive side of the ball tonight, breaking up a bunch, Marty, and really just doing some good work on the defensive side of the ball. You'll see a lot of that young man trying to fight for starting time. Clock does wind inside of 15 seconds. This will be the last play of the game. They just hand the ball off, and the host of Vikings come up to make the tackle. And that is going to be the end of the ball game. Vikings win the ball game 69-0. Move on to 1-1, like Wes says. We're going to take a 2-minute break and get you the post-game wrap-up. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. This is the Cass Birch post-game report as our Vikings are victorious 69-0 over the Bears of Bayside High School. Both teams have met at midfield, and the Bears have taken off to their locker room. And we're going to head down to Marty. I know he's got Coach McPherson. Let's see what he's got to say.
No, Coach is going to want to talk to his team first.
That's true, too. And we're going to have some players as well. As I was saying, they just finished the alma mater, which they traditionally do down there in front of the band. A lot of good things, 69-0. And really, when you start looking at stats, we talked about it at halftime, Taylor, not a lot of big stats, not like what you'd expect. We played in a short field. We had a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, we did. We'll get those to you when Chuck gives us all of our post-game stats. Good job defensively tonight for the Vikings. Anytime you put a shutout on a team, I don't care what classification or how big they are, it's always positive. Special teams tonight, I think, were much improved. No real big blunders on special teams. Penalties weren't that big of a factor for us tonight. They did have one touchdown called back, but we were able to score right after it. Offensively tonight, I think we did a good job making plays, getting our guys in space and able to make some big plays.
Yeah, and I don't want to rain on the parade, but we're going to be playing a team in Parkview probably a little better in overall quality of team, more depth, more players. We're going to have to step up the game a little bit, play this kind of game with intensity, and make a change. Let's go down to Marty.
Coach, you said before the game you thought you had a good week of practice. I think it showed tonight. You got to be proud of your team.
I am proud of you. Know, we had a really good week of practice. You know, the kids came in and they don't want to lose. You know, they really came out and executed well, all three phases.
They did, and it seems we were talking about the defense when you score 62 points, but your defense came out. I think you had four picks tonight. Brenton Carter had two. Austin Robinson had one. Very proud of your secondary and your front line, putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I know you're proud of your defense as well.
Absolutely. You know, they played really sound defense and played hard. You know, played with some emotion, had fun. It was a good night.
Offensively, of course, you're very balanced tonight. You ran the ball well, threw the ball well. Talk to us a little bit about the maturation of your offensive line and your offense in general.
Well, you know, it's only the second game, but it is, you know, they did play better. You know, did a good job with pass pro, were able to run the ball, and Barrett took a little step forward today.
Absolutely. And, of course, Coach, I know you told your team you're proud of them, and you wanted to enjoy this and have fun because they earned it, but never too early to look at Parkview next week. You got a long trip, go up to a very good top-10 team. Talk to us a bit about you know, that trip, and what do you expect next Friday?
Well, you know, I hadn't really looked at Parkview, but I know the last time we were there.
That was a good night, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we pulled in at about, the game was at 6 o'clock. We walked across the field at about 3, and there wasn't a seat on the visitor side. So.
Well, I hope that's the same. I hope that's the same way next Friday. I hope our fans are there. Coach, we'll see you Tuesday night at the mill. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for the Deloach coaches interview as we are in the Cass Birch postgame report here at Martin Stadium. Our Vikings victorious over the Bears of Bayside High School 69-0 as Marty stares down, tries to find a couple of players here. I know you got one here. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I do. I'm standing here with two guys who had a great job tonight in the Vikings secondary. Of course, that's Austin Robinson and Brenton Carter. Austin, I'll start with you. You had a pick tonight. You had a couple solo tackles. Pretty good night, huh?
Yes, sir. It was a very good night. I mean, we pursued when we need to pursue, and just slide around to the ball and have fun.
Absolutely. Now, Brenton, you had two picks tonight. We talked to you the other night at the coaches' show on Tuesday night. But it had to be good to come out tonight and actually get your hands on the ball a couple times, right?
Yeah, real fun. Real fun night.
Last year you played receiver. This year you moved over to defensive back. They always say you play cornerback if you can't catch, because if you can catch, you play receiver. But you showed some good hands tonight.
Yeah, I got really the best hands on the team.
Whoa, that's a big word. Y'all hear that right? The best hands on the team. Well, now, Austin, towards the end, we saw you come off a little cramping.
Yes, sir, I'll be all right. Just got to put more fluids in my body. I'll be okay.
Now, guys, I heard Coach say he was proud of y'all. He loved you and wanted y'all to enjoy this. But I know y'all probably already starting to look ahead, too. You got Parkview next week, a big game. Y'all ready to play Parkview?
Definitely.
Yeah, just got to stay locked in and focused.
Locked in and focused. Well said, guys. Hey, good job tonight. Appreciate y'all. See you on next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works players interview as the Vikings victorious 69-0. We're going to take our final two-minute break of the evening, come back, wrap this thing up for you as we are in the Cass Birch post-game report. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings are victorious 69-0. You are in the Cass Birch postgame report, and we're going to go straight to Chuck for the final stats for tonight. Chuck?
All right, Taylor. Lowndes had 14 first downs. They were 19 for 135 on rushing attempts and yards. They completed 8 passes out of 10 attempts for 192 yards. 3 passing touchdowns with no interceptions. Offense had a total of 29 plays, 327 yards of offense, no fumbles tonight. Lowndes had 5 penalties for 50 yards. We had 0 punts tonight. J.D. Lee led the rushers. He had 4 rushes for 30 yards. Tyson Harris was the leading receiver, 2 receptions for 66 yards. Elgin Griffin led the team with tackles for 3. And I just want to point out, we special teams tonight, they had 204 yards in punt return yards, and the majority of it was Tyson Harris. I want to say congratulations to them. They did a great job.
Absolutely. If that young man isn't your special teams player of the week, I don't know who is. 204 yards on the punt return total tonight, and a great job by the punt return team by setting up the wall, getting upfield, and getting some points on the board for us with some good punts. Again, Vikings are victorious, 69-0. We do get on the road and travel to Parkview next week. 6:30 airtime, 7:30 kickoff. Guys, it's getting time to wrap it up. Final thoughts, Bill?
Sorry, I turned myself down. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, right at the end of the game, a lot of good things, but don't be overconfident. There's a lot still that we have to do. Only the second game, as Coach McPherson said. Very much improved, no doubt about it. But think about who your opponent is, and now think about who's coming up. We're seeing right now that Parkview is trailing to Shiloh.
They're up now.
Oh, they're up.
Yep.
But guess what? We're going to play Shiloh later on this year, too. So these are teams that we need to keep an eye on, because what we do next week is going to be extremely important.
Yeah, I got to echo that. You know, what we talked about in the pregame,
yep.
Let's get something to build on. You know, I think we've got some positives that we can build on from tonight. Special teams was much improved. Offensive line, huge plus tonight. I don't think Michael Barrett was pressured really at all tonight.
No.
I could be wrong there, but that young man did a great job moving inside and outside the pocket. Stepped up a couple times, made some key throws. Designed rollouts, too, where, you know, it was really just him. He could make a choice whether he wanted to run or pass. Great job catching the ball tonight by our receivers. Overall, I thought it was a much improved offensive game. And defense, anytime you get a shutout, your defense has played well. A lot of interceptions, 4 interceptions tonight for the Vikings. And, you know, let's take this momentum and move on to Parkview. It's going to be a tough ball game. Marty?
I echo pretty much everything you said there, Taylor, especially the play of the offensive line there with the first string and second string. I think the ones and twos both did an outstanding job tonight. Great job by those young men, just opening holes and keeping Mike clean. And we're going to need that going down the road. But, guys, the thing I'm probably the happiest about, the thing I was most excited to see tonight, was just the attitude and the execution. We came out, you can talk about the opponent all you want. It's a well-coached team. You know, they're lacking in numbers and lacking in some size and somewhat, but they're very well-coached, and they were, they were skilled in their own right. But we came out and we just executed. We did a great job of doing what we do. We caught the ball, like you mentioned. We ran crisp routes. We threw good passes. We did what we were supposed to do. And, of course, that's what you want to see in a game like this. You want to see the guys go out there and execute well, and they did. Of course, after a game like last week, it's easy to come and go through the motions, and we didn't. We came out with some fire. We came out with some excitement, and we executed. And I'm very proud of our team for that. I'm very proud of the attitude our boys took the field with tonight.
It was exactly that. Attitude, attitude, attitude. And winning goes a long way towards correcting a lot of things. As we said, maybe the opponent not the greatest, but in the long run, when you win, it makes a big, big difference. Well, let's get you fired back up here, I guess.
It sure does make a big difference when you win. It doesn't matter who your opponent is. Now, like you say, you saw some good things, and you said, okay, it's time now. We improved in some areas. We did some things this week that I thought we should have done last week, and maybe we tried and just couldn't get them done. But we got a good quality opponent coming up in the third quarter. Parkview was trailing Shiloh, and now they've come back to take a 20-10 lead in the third quarter. So and we'll be headed up there. And as Coach Max said, the last time we went to Parkview was in 2004. It's a trip I won't forget. Because that was the year before my buddy Bill Osborne said, hey, we're going to make the Viking voice the Viking voice.
Well, I think you were the one that started that. But, yeah, it was. I was there. My son was a freshman on that team and, of course, was fortunate enough to be a part of it and earn that first state championship ring. for the Vikings in 2004, 17-14 win. What a great game that was. And we were one of those fans that got there early, crowded into that little tiny sideline. I mean, that's visitors' side there, and we camped out, and we stayed there, and what a great night it was. 17-14, Curtis Schmidt with the field goal to win the thing. I'll take one of those.
Won't ever forget the team as I walked through those trees. The first thing happened was they started blaring, "Welcome to the jungle." And
yeah, well, the big orange jungle, that's what they do. So anyway, it's just one of those things. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to the trip up there this coming week. Again, want to remind everybody that kickoff and the countdown to kickoff begins 30 minutes earlier. It's a 7:30 game, so a 6:30 countdown to kickoff. 7:30 is the kickoff. We'll have it for you right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Remind everybody to go by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll have some stats updated later on this evening, as well as the audio replay of this probably by tomorrow. So, Wes, Tuesday night, the coaches show. Get out there. It's going to be a fun night there at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Game. 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And for all of us here at The Viking Voice, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of The Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for The Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.